各位弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
高兴又有机会来到Newark 教会跟弟兄姐妹一同分享神的话语。
I'm very glad to be able to be here again to share the Lord's words with brothers and sisters here.
我想我们中国人跟犹太人有一个地方很相像的。
I think there's one similarity between the Chinese people and the Jewish people.
我们很重视智慧，很重视聪明。
We put heavy emphasis on wisdom, on intelligence.
所以在中国人中间，如果你是做生意的
，So among Chinese people, if you're a businessman,
有一个非常赚钱的生意，就是投资在教育上面。
There is one business that makes a lot of money, that is to invest in education.
因为大家愿意花钱。让儿女得到更好的教育。
Because people are willing to spend more money so that their children can be better educated.
我在台湾念的高中是一个很好的中学，叫做建国中学。
I went to a very good high school in Taiwan.
所以就有补习班，叫做建国补习班。
And then in the high school, we had extra classes.
因为有建国补习班，就有台大补习班。
Because the high school had those classes that helped us to study, the universities had that as well.
是其实是补习班就取了大学的名字，更好的大学名字。
Also, therefore, those classes took on the names of the universities, a better name.
所以不止台大补习班，在台湾也有哈佛补习班、剑桥补习班。
Not only do we have the classes from the Taipei University, we also have classes from Oxford University, from Cambridge, from Harvard.
上这个补习班的人，他真的能够得到好的学问吗？
Those people who attend those classes, can they truly obtain wisdom?
在中国的文化中间长大，我们对于这个智慧到底是什么有不同的看法。
Growing up in the Chinese culture, we have different opinions as to what is the true wisdom.
我要问大家一些问题，恐怕比较难翻译。
I'm going to ask you some questions that may be difficult to translate.
有哪一些中国的成语跟智慧有关？
What kind of proverbs are there that are in Chinese that are related to wisdom?
请大家告诉我。
Can you tell me?
大声一点，对不起，我耳朵不好。大智若愚 the true wisdom seems very stupid. 还有没有？急中生智，紧急的时候就挤出智慧来了。
The wisdom comes in times of emergency.
原来在中国的文化中间有一种的智慧。
In Chinese culture, there is one type of wisdom.
是你要你好好的学习，好好的做事，贡献给国家、社会、人类。
It talks about working hard and contribute to the community and the country.
另外有一种智慧说，你这样子做呢，这么辛苦没有用的。
There's another type of wisdom that says that if you do that, it's useless.
所以干脆最聪明的人就比较不聪，看起来不聪明。
So therefore, the people who are truly intelligent are the ones who don't seem so.
所以人家就不会麻烦你，你日子就过得很好。
So then, therefore, other people will not bother you, and you can live a good life.
所以前一种的智慧跟后一种的智慧还不止如此。
So and then it's not only those two types of wisdom.
现在人的智慧是想勾心斗角。得到最大益处的智慧。
The wisdom of a modern day is that you fight hard so that you can obtain the maximum benefit for yourself.
不管对国家社会有什么贡献，对你自己好就好了。
It doesn't matter what kind of contribution you have towards society or your country, as long as it benefits yourself.
圣经里面也讲到不同的智慧。
The scripture also talks about different types of wisdom.
可能有的人基督徒对于这个世上的智慧觉得这是相当负面反面的东西。
Some Christians may think that the wisdom of this world is a very negative thing.
伊甸园里面那棵让人犯罪的树叫什么树？
The tree that but men committed sin on in the Garden of Eden. What's the name of that tree?
不是就叫智慧树吗?
Wasn't it called the Tree of Wisdom?
分别善恶的智慧树?
Wasn't it the fruit that was able to tell good from evil?
早期教会出现一个异端叫做智慧派。
In the early church days,
Gnostic means wisdom.
Oh, there was a group called Gnostics.
所以有的基督徒就觉得圣经应该不要注重这些智慧。
So therefore, some people think that the scripture should not pay attention to these wisdoms.
但是呢，圣经又讲神借着智慧创造。
But the scripture also says that God created through wisdom.
耶稣是神的智慧。
That Jesus is the wisdom of God.
耶稣的智慧、身量、神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
That Jesus, his wisdom and stature grew in pleasure of God.
到底什么是真的智慧?
So then what is the true wisdom?
雅各对这个有一点探讨。
James had a few words about this.
所以我们一起用中英文同时来念雅各书3章13节到18节。
So let us read together in Chinese and English, Book of James, chapter 3, verse 13 through 18.
找到了我们一起来念。
Once you find it, let's read it together.
你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢? 他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。 你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯。 多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。我们再一起低头祷告。Let
us bow our head in a word prayer.
天父，我们求你打开你的话。Heavenly
Father, we ask you to open your words.
我们求圣灵光照你的话在我们心中。We
ask the Holy Spirit to shine light on these words in our heart.
让我们在中间看见你。
So that among us we can see you.
听见你的声音,
hear your voice.
在你的声音中间看见我们的位置,
in your voice, know where we are.
也看见你要我们选择的道路,
and be able to see the path that you want us to choose.
让我们能过一个你要我们过的人生,
so that we can live a life that you want us to live.
效法耶稣基督,
to imitate Jesus Christ.
依靠圣灵,
to rely on the Holy Spirit,
走在你的真理的道路上,
to be able to walk on your path of truth.
请垂听我们诚心的祷告,
please listen to our sincere prayers.
奉耶稣基督圣名,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在这一段圣经中间,
in these verses,
讲到智慧的整体性,
it talks about wisdom holistically.
讲到智慧的危险性,
it talks about the danger of wisdom.
也讲到智慧的传递性,
it talks about the
传递结出果子, 传给别人,
it talks about the wisdom being passed from one to the other.
我们一起来思想, 从第13节来思想, 智慧的显明, 智慧的整体。
Let us first look at verse 13 and let's look at how wisdom is manifested and how what is it like overall.
圣经讲的智慧跟我们每个人讲的智慧有一些不太一样。
The wisdom that is mentioned in the scripture is different from the wisdom that we talk about.
智慧不只是聪明而已。
Wisdom is not just being smart.
是一种内在的品格要彰显出来。
It is an inner characteristic that has to be manifested.
所以雅各书说有缺少智慧的要跟神求。
Therefore, the book of James says those who lack wisdom has to ask for it.
我们需要寻找智慧, 我们需要反省是不是有智慧, 我们要思想。
We have to think whether or not we have wisdom, and then we have to seek for wisdom.
所以雅各开始就说, 你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢?
So therefore, James begins by saying, who among you is wise and understanding?
圣经肯定智慧, 但这是属天的智慧。
The scripture acknowledges wisdom, but it is a heavenly wisdom.
耶稣要寻找的仆人是有忠心而且要有什么见识。
the servants that Jesus was seeking are those who are loyal and those who are knowledgeable.
智慧是聪明跟见识。
Wisdom is to have the knowledge and to be wise.
保罗说在心智上要做大人，这个心智也是见识。
Paul said that we have to be an adult in our mind, and this mind is also the wisdom.
信心要有行为，这是雅各所强调的。
James also emphasized that faith needs to have work.
所以内在这个智慧的生命品质要彰显在外面有见识的表现。
So therefore, the wisdom from inside has to be manifested out.
圣经讲的智慧要显明出来，显明在对外的这些聪明跟见识上面。
So therefore, wisdom has to be manifested outside, into actions and work.
雅各继续讲说，这样子的人要在智慧的温柔上面。
And then James continued to say that let him show his good behavior in gentleness of wisdom.
在他的温柔上面，就不只是他的聪明，因为真正的智慧要有一个良好的态度、良好的品质。
And it says that in gentleness here, so that wisdom needs to have a good attitude. It needs to have a good moral character.
其实，在我们从小的教育，也希望是各方面是平衡的成长，但是我们常常只注重知识的教导。
And when ever since we were little, we also emphasize, we also know that we need to have a balanced growth, but we often overemphasize just the knowledge part of that.
请问在中国人心目中间谁最聪明？
Let me ask you, among Chinese people, who do you think is the smartest person?
谁最聪明？
Who is the smartest person?
大家说我自己。
Everyone would say myself.
所以常常嫌别人不够聪明。
Often think that others are not smart enough.
中国人常常认为诸葛亮最聪明。
Chinese people often think that 诸葛 亮 is the smartest.
但是三个什么？ 会胜过一个诸葛亮。 Three fools.
So that three normal people, three normal guys, would beat this man who we think is the smartest.
西方人认为谁最聪明呢？
The Westerners, who do they think is the smartest?
从前人可能认为 大科学家聪明，爱因斯坦聪明。
Before, people might think that the greatest scientists, people like Einstein, are the smartest.
今天人可能认为最会赚钱的人最聪明。 谁？ 我没讲，你们讲的。
Today we may think that the person who makes the most amount of money is the smartest person.
圣经说，谁是有智慧、有见识的，他就当在智慧的温柔上表现出来他的善行。
The scripture says that whoever has wisdom and understanding, he will manifest that through good behavior in gentleness of wisdom.
我们很少想到一个温柔的人跟智慧有什么关系。
We do not often think what is the relationship between a person who is gentle and his wisdom.
智慧的人应该会赚钱，应该懂科学，应该会教导，会做很多有能力的事情。但是我们没有想到，圣经说他要在智慧的温柔上表现出来。
We often think that someone who is wise, he is very capable, he has a lot of knowledge, he can make a lot of money. He's a very wise man, but we don't often think that he is in his gentleness.
耶稣的成长是智慧、身量、神和人喜爱的心一同成长。
When Jesus was growing up, his wisdom and his stature grew in pleasure of men and God.
圣经说要在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
The scripture says that let his behavior be shown in gentleness of wisdom.
所以不只是头脑的聪明见识。
It is not just to have understanding and wisdom in your mind.
不只是品格的温柔。
It is not just to have a gentle character.
是要生命中间彰显出行为，好的行为。
But it is to have to be able to show good behavior in life.
我有一个最近常常跟我在一起运动的一位弟兄。
I have a brother who often exercises with me.
我们每个礼拜六早上约了7点钟，我们一起走路。
Every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, we meet together to walk.
我们分享很多家庭的问题。他有的时候就问我说：“教导儿女怎么教导？”
we often share many things about our family, and sometimes he would ask me, how do you raise children?
事实上我没有儿女，我们家只养一只猫。
Actually, I don't have a child. We only have a cat at our house.
我就想我成长过程中间别人怎么样影响我。
And then I think about how other people have influenced me when I was growing up.
我就鼓励他说，你的榜样比任何其他事情更重要。
And I would encourage him to say that the example that you set is more important than anything else.
你如果说到做不到，你儿子非常聪明，一定看得出来的。
If you say something and cannot actually do it, then your son is very smart and he'll be able to know that.
你如果对太太好一点，会成为你儿子的祝福。
If you are good to your wife, it will become a blessing for your son.
真正聪明的人会对人很温柔。
A truly smart person would be gentle towards other people.
而且要有善心。
And also to have good behavior.
这是一个属神的人生观。
That is a godly view of life.
今天世人只追求事业的成功，只追求赚钱。
People of this world, they only chase after a success in career and to chase after money that they can make.
甚至牺牲家庭。
So that they sacrifice their family.
甚至牺牲人跟神的关系。
To a point that they also sacrifice the relationship between man and God.
可能在世短暂的时间会得到有限的成就。
Perhaps that you would have achievement in the short life you have in this world.
神在创造世界的时候给人三个重要的使命。
God gave men three big commandments when he created the world.
要人修理看守。
He wanted men to maintain and to watch over.
这是工作的使命。
And that is a commandment of work.
要人生养众多，要人与妻子联合，这是家庭的使命。
He wanted men to be connected with wife and to bear many children. That is a commandment for family.
他要人分别第七天为圣。
He wanted men to set aside the seventh day for Sabbath.
这个分别为圣是归给神的。
And to be able to set that aside to be justified, that is for God.
是敬拜神的使命。
That is a commandment for worship.
所以一个真正完整的人生要有工作，要有家庭，更要有敬拜。
Therefore, a complete life needs to have work, it needs to have family, but more important than anything, it needs to have worship.
这三个使命彼此连接在一起，是一个完整的人生。
These three commandments are interconnected so that there is a complete life.
就好像这边聪明见识跟品格的温柔跟生命中的善行是一个完整的智慧。
Just as wisdom and gentleness and good behavior in life together is a complete picture.
我从小在教会中间长大。
I grew up in church.
从前我们还没有成为基督徒的时候，有的时候觉得基督徒很好，有的时候觉得基督徒很奇怪。
Sometimes I feel that Christians are very good, but other times I feel they're very strange.
基督徒有的时候非常的严肃，不苟言笑。
Sometimes Christians are so serious that they don't even smile.
别人都觉得不晓得他在干什么。
Other people don't know what they're doing.
有一天他就开始微笑。
One day, this Christian started to smile.
他的同学同事就开始发抖。
And his colleagues and his friends started to shiver.
一定是有福音营要来了。
It must be that there's a gospel camp coming.
一定是布道会要来了。
There must be someone coming to preach.
基督徒就开始这个布道式的微笑。
And then Christians would start to have this smile of preaching.
我们的信仰、工作、家庭要连在一起，不要分开。
Our belief, our family, our work must be interconnected. They cannot be separated.
前一段时间我在带一个新生命的小组，刚刚受洗的一些弟兄姐妹。
Not too long ago, I was leading a group of students in their new life, a group of people who have just believed in God.
在那堂课的最后一堂，我就问每一位参加的人。
At the last class, I asked everyone who attended.
因为最后一课意思是说，将来你还要带领别人在属灵生命上成长。
Because the last class was about how in the future you will need to lead other people in their spiritual life.
我就问每一位说，如果你希望有一个人带你，你希望找什么样的人来带你？
So I asked them, if you want to look for someone to lead your spiritual life, what kind of person would you look for?
意思是说, 将来你要带人家, 你要思想别人想要什么样的人带他?
Meaning, if you want in the future to lead other people, then you have to think about what kind of person is that.
有一个老先生说, 我要找一个真诚的人, 因为这世上我看到太多虚伪的人。
And an old man said, I want to find someone who is sincere because I've met too many hypocrites in this world.
他的太太说我要找有好榜样的人。
And his wife said, I want to find a good example.
有一位比较年轻一点的姐妹说我需要一个很有爱心的人, 因为这世上我实在看不到太多爱心。
And then a young woman said, I want to find someone who is very loving because I don't see much love in this world.
另外有一位弟兄说, 在我的环境中间, 大家太多的, 对基督教的问题, 我没有办法回答, 我需要找一个有知识的人。
And then a brother said, there are too many questions regarding Christianity that I cannot answer. So therefore, I want to find someone who is knowledgeable and who has wisdom.
智慧要整体性的表现出来。
Wisdom has to be manifested holistically.
但是, 常常这个世界上的智慧带给我们很多的危险。
But the wisdom of this world often brings us much danger.
所以刚才有人说, 智慧的, 一讲到智慧, 就想到大智若愚。
So therefore, someone mentioned that when they think of wisdom, they think of someone who is so smart that it seems foolish.
也有人说, 中国成语说, 智者千虑, 下面是什么? 必有一失。 想得再多还是想不完全。
Oh, and then there is also a saying that a wise person who considers every aspect of everything, there is one point that he will always miss.
还有一句叫聪明反被聪明误。
And then there's also a saying that a smart person will be, his falling will be his own intelligence.
所以智慧要显明, 但是智慧也有陷阱。
Of course, wisdom has to be manifested, but wisdom also has its limit.
智慧有许多的危险。
Wisdom has much danger.
雅各就深入地探讨什么是危险的智慧。
So James looked very deeply into what is a dangerous wisdom.
他说你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。
He said that if you have bitter jealousy and self-ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against truth.
他好像描述说, 当我们外面有一些表现的时候, 他说那个根源在里面。
He seems to be saying that when we have some things manifested on the outside, the source is inside.
外面有嫉妒纷争, 有自夸, 有谎言, 有抵挡真道的时候, 是因为心中苦毒。
He said that when there is arrogance and lying and lies against the truth, it is because there is bitterness in your heart.
一个人眼中看不到神的时候, 他看人也看得不正确。
When someone doesn't have God in their sight, they cannot correctly look at men as well.
一个人不尊重圣经中的真理的时候, 他讲的话都没有办法真实。
If someone cannot respect the truth in the Bible, then they also cannot speak truly.
雅各继续说, 这样的智慧不是从上头来的, 乃是属地的, 属情欲的, 属鬼魔的。
James continued to say, this wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic.
这是智慧, 但是它有一个别种的来源。
This is wisdom, but it has a different source.
不是从上头来的, 是属地, 属情欲, 属鬼魔。
It does not come from above, but it belongs to earth, natural, and demonic.
属地就是属世界。
To be of this world is to be earthly.
基督徒在信仰成长中间有三个仇敌。
In the Christian growth, there are three enemies.
一个是世界, 一个是老我, 还有一个是魔鬼。
One is this world, and the other one is the
old flesh.
It's the old flesh, and the third one is the demon.
那雅各在这边讲到, 这三个来源都显出智慧, 但是不是从上头来的。
But James says here that all three of these sources manifest wisdom, but it's not from above.
我们常常追求智慧, 但是忘记了, 找到它的, 分析它的来源。
We often seek after wisdom, but we forget what the source is.
2005年出了一本书,
2005, there was a book that was published.
这本书研究了许许多多的世界上的大公司为什么能够成功。
It studied why many large companies of this world can succeed.
它归纳出几项很简单、很清楚的原则。
It analyzed them and grouped them into a few very simple principles.
很多人觉得这个书很有内容，很值得帮很可以帮助人。
Many people thought the book was very good and was very able to help people.
我看了这本书，我自己也得到许多帮助。
After I read the book, I received much help from it.
前一阵子我又看到有一个基督徒的刊物访问这本书的作者。
And not too long ago, I saw a Christian publication interviewing this, the writer of the book.
作者说他非常的稀奇，因为他的读者中间有三分之一是教会，是基督徒。
And the author said he was very astonished that a third of his readers are Christians.
很多基督徒，很多教会想要成长，想要发展，就用这本书的原则来帮助教会。
And many Christians, many churches want to grow, and therefore they use the principles of this book.
我发现这个作者本身不是基督徒。
I realize that this author himself is not a Christian.
这个文章访问他说，你认为一个教会的发展跟一个公司的发展有什么不同？
The article asked him, "How do you think the growth between a church and the growth of a company is different?"
他说很简单啊，公司发展主要就看钱赚不赚钱嘛。
He said it's very simple. Whether or not a company is growing, you can just see how much profit it's making.
教会发展不是看赚不赚钱，是看你有没有达到你的使命。
And he said, the growth of a church, it doesn't, you don't look at how much money you have made, but you look at whether or not you have accomplished your mission.
我看到有他曾经在一个大型的聚会中间，有人访问他。
I saw that he was once interviewed at a very large gathering.
然后他就跟那个教会挑战。
And then he challenged that church.
他说，如果有一天你这个教会不存在。
He said, "One day, if this church just disappears,
你的社会会缺少什么吗？
What will the society actually lack?
如果大家都没有发现说你们不存在，
If no one even noticed that you don't exist anymore,
那你存在有什么意思？
Then what is the meaning of your existence?
你没有尽到你该有的使命。
You have not accomplished your mission.
好像很有道理。
Seems to make a lot of sense.
但是我发现说，
But then I realized,
他不信神。
He doesn't believe in God.
所以说他讲到的是以人为中心的教会。
So therefore, a church that he talks about is one that is centered around men.
这个使命是耶稣的大使命吗？
It's the mission, the great mission of God.
我虽然从他得到很多帮助，但是我要把它归纳为属世界的智慧。
Even though I received much help from him, I have to categorize that as the earthly wisdom.
因为没有看到神。
Because it doesn't see God.
基督徒跟不是基督徒有什么差别？
What is the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian?
如果基督徒没有在每件事上看到神，
If a Christian doesn't see God in everything,
我们跟这个世界有什么不同？
Then how are we different from this world?
雅各继续讲。
James continues to say,
在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing.
外面的嫉妒纷争，外面扰乱各样的坏事。
The jealousy and the selfish ambition and the disorder on the outside.
雅各要我们提醒我们这个背后的原因是什么？什么是它的种子？
James wants to remind us what is behind it, what is the seed that is behind it.
我们可以想一下，在这个世界上有许多的地方没有平安。
We can think there are many places without peace in this world.
在公司里面，在家庭里面，甚至在教会里面，有的地方是缺乏爱的。
At home, in church, in your workplace, there are many places that lack love.
我们挖空心思做各样的事情。
We spend so much effort to do some things.
我们想结出一些好的果子。
We want to bear good fruits.
但是我们忘掉那个根源最重要。
But we've forgotten about the source.
有没有人车子被人家撞过？
Has anyone ever been in a car accident?
你被撞车以后，你第一反应是什么？
After someone has hit your car, what is your first reaction?
有没有人被别人骂过？
Have you ever been yelled at by others?
人家指着你的鼻子骂你, 你的反应是什么?
When someone points to you and yell at you, what is your reaction?
什么? 你会怎么样?
What would you do?
会骂回去?
Would you yell back?
会, 说, 请多骂几句, 多多指教, 谢谢指教。
Or would you say, please continue to yell at me, please teach me?
如果我们回骂回去, 我们要思想说, 这个根源是属地, 属情欲, 还是属鬼魔?
If we are yelling back, then we have to think about whether it is earthly, natural, or demonic.
还是属天从上面来的智慧?
Or is it wisdom from heaven? Is it wisdom from above?
我刚才提到那个新生命的小组,
I just mentioned this class of new life that I was leading.
有一对老夫妻是中国的回民,
there was a couple there, this old couple from China who were Muslims.
我们知道, 穆斯林信耶稣非常困难。
You know, it is very difficult for Muslims to believe in Christianity.
我就问他们说, 诶, 你们怎么会信主, 怎么会受洗呢?
So I asked them, how come you guys believe and got baptized?
他们说, 因为他们的女儿在美国信主了。
They said it was because that their daughter came to the U.S. and believed in God.
他们前几次来就跟女儿吵架, 说要把这个, 怎么可以去信, 去信耶稣?
The first few times they came to the U.S., they would argue with their daughter and say, how can you believe in Christianity?
这个女儿不单对父母传福音, 也对弟弟传福音。
Their daughter, not only does she preach the gospel to her parents, but she also preaches it to her brother.
她弟弟的太太怀孕了, 要生孩子。
And her sister-in-law was pregnant and was about to give birth.
生孩子的时候难产, 脐带缠住脖子。
And while she was giving birth, there was an emergency.
那个, 好不容易生出来, 医生说这孩子没救了。
There was a tube that was entangled on the baby's throat, and then after the baby was born, the doctor said that there was no hope.
孩子的父亲说, 我跟耶稣祷告, 我是相信神的人。
And her brother prayed to God, and he said, I am a Christian, I believe in God.
生命是神赏赐的, 是有价值的, 你无论做什么, 一定要救他。
That life is given by God, and it has a value, and therefore, God, no matter what, you have to save the baby.
医生说, 孩子出生的时候, 脑子缺氧, 将来长大是一个废人, 没有用的。
The doctor said that because there was a lack of oxygen to the brain for the baby, that this child was going to grow up and be useless.
地上是一个垃圾袋, 你就丢进去吧。
That there's a garbage bag there, and you might as well just throw the baby in there.
这个爸爸说不行, 你无论做什么, 他就算是傻子, 一辈子我养他。
And the father said, no, no matter what, even if this child grow up to be brain damaged, I will support him.
医生说, 那你先交2万块人民币吧。
And then the doctor said, then what, you have to pay 20,000 RMBs first.
他说, 现在半夜我到哪里, 哪找钱呢?
And he said, it's midnight now, where am I going to go get money?
医生说, 没有钱, 我们不能治病。
And the doctor said, without the money, we cannot treat this child.
医生说, 我们发生太多的例子, 我们治了, 没有治好, 人家就跑掉了。
And the doctor said, there were too many cases where we treated the child, but it wasn't successful, but then the parents just went away.
这个弟弟就打电话给所有的亲友, 请大家祷告。
And the brother called up all of his relatives to ask them to pray.
在美国的教会, 弟兄姐妹就, 很多人就开始为这个孩子祷告。
And then in a church in the U.S., many brothers and sisters started to pray for this child.
那也正好, 亲人有一个人刚刚收了一些房租, 也帮他付了这个需要的钱。
And then there's also this relative who just collected some rent and helped him to pay the hospital.
所以许多人在为这个孩子祷告, 这个祖父母也为孩子祷告。
And many people were praying for this child, and his parents were praying for the child as well.
感谢主, 孩子救回来了。
Thank the Lord, the child was saved.
孩子渐渐长大了, 没有, 脑子没有受到, 影响。
And this child was growing up and he wasn't brain damaged.
而且孩子现在常常问爸爸妈妈跟, 祖父祖母, 你们有没有祷告, 有没有读圣经。
And this child would often ask his parents and his grandparents, have you prayed? Have you been reading the Bible?
这是一个我们有的时候会听见的故事。
This is a story that we often hear.
但是如果我们分析在这个背后有一些的来源，思想的来源。
But if we think about the origin, the sources of this behind it.
有一些是属世的智慧，只看钱。
There are some earthly wisdom where they only look to the money.
只看人有没有用。
They only see whether or not this person is useful.
如果眼睛中间没有看到神。
If you do not see God.
没有从上头来的智慧。
If you do not have the wisdom from above.
没有办法经历到神的恩典。
Then you cannot experience God's grace.
感谢主，因为这祖父母为这个孙女祷告。
We thank the Lord because the grandparents prayed for this child.
这祖父母变成非常虔诚的基督徒。
That these grandparents became very devout Christians.
所以当我们思想的智慧的时候，要思想智慧要在整体方面的显明出来。
Therefore, when we think about wisdom, we must think about how wisdom is holistically manifested.
不单是聪明有见识，而且要有温柔的品格，要有善行在生命中间流露出来。
Not only just to have wisdom and understanding, but to also have gentleness and good behavior.
但智慧有陷阱，智慧也很危险。
But wisdom is limited, and wisdom is also dangerous.
所以外面很多的不好的事情，因为它的根源是属世的，属情欲、属老我或者属魔鬼的。
Because there are many things in this world that are earthly, natural, that belongs to our old flesh and that are demonic.
雅各继续讲到，真正的智慧是从上头来的智慧。
James continued to say that true wisdom comes from above.
这个真正的智慧会结出果子来的。
That this true wisdom will bear fruit.
会把生命传递出去的。
That it will deliver life.
真正的智慧是结果的，而且传递生命的。
The true wisdom will bear fruit, and it passes life from one to the other.
今天很多时候我们看到的很多的果子不是里面长出来的，是外面挂上去的。
Today we see many fruits that are not grown from inside, but that are attached from outside.
这好像这个世界每到了十二月份的时候，各地都有所谓的圣诞树。
It's just like every year around Christmas time, there are Christmas trees everywhere.
有谁能把圣诞树上面种种装饰，以为是圣诞树的果子去种？
Would anyone take the fruits that are on the Christmas tree and think that they're real and plant them?
能长得出来吗？
Will they actually grow?
里面没有种子，没有生命。
There's no seed, there's no life.
雅各说，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平。
James says that the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable.
这个是真正的智慧的来源，是属天的来源。
The true wisdom comes from above, comes from heaven.
先是清洁，后是和平。
First it's pure, then it's peaceable.
清洁是人里面向神的敬虔。
Purity is the godliness of men on the inside towards God.
是从内在的清洁开始。
It starts with the purity of inside.
不是头脑，是心。
It's not of the mind, but of the heart.
耶稣基督的信仰不是给你洗脑，是让你我洗我们的心。
Jesus Christ, he is not to wash our brain, but to wash our hearts.
是从心开始，内由内而外，所以先是清洁，后是和平。
It starts from inside and then goes towards the outside. Therefore, it's first pure, then peaceable.
请你我思想一下，常常花你心思的事情。
Let us think about what occupies our mind.
是不是它有一个属天的来源？
Does it have a heavenly source?
是不是它从里面向神清洁开始？
Does it start with the purity on the inside towards God?
它是不是可以带来外面的和平？
Can it bring peace on the outside?
这个属天的智慧，它有它的本质，有它的表现。
This heavenly wisdom, it has its essence, it has its manifestation.
这一段圣经讲它是果子。
These verses talk about how it's a fruit.
一个果子的结出果子需要成熟的生命。
To be able to bear fruit needs a mature life.
结出果子需要时间，慢慢让果子成熟。
To be able to bear fruit needs time to slowly allow the fruit to mature.
结出果子也需要花很多的照顾，让这个果子能够结得更好。
And bearing fruit also takes a lot of caring.
雅各说这个果子是温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
James says that this fruit is full of mercy. It's a good fruit, unwavering, without hypocrisy.
温良柔顺是约束自己的表现。
To be full of mercy, gentle, reasonable, and full of mercy, it is an act of gentleness.
是控制自己。
It is self-control.
满有怜悯是善待别人。
To be full of mercy is to be good towards others.
要先约束自己，让自己里面清洁。
You have to first control yourself to purify yourself on the inside.
然后对人温良柔顺，满有怜悯。
And then to be gentle and reasonable and full of mercy to others.
雅各继续讲，这是多结善果的表现，是没有偏见，没有假冒。
And then James says that the good fruits are unwavering without hypocrisy.
没有偏见是公正的表现，没有假冒是一个真实诚恳的表现。
Unwavering, it's an act of fairness. It is without partiality, without hypocrisy. It's an act of sincerity.
所以这种智慧的果子是从约束自己、善待别人到拒绝罪恶。
So therefore, the fruit of wisdom it starts with.Self-control, then it goes towards being good to others, then it goes towards rejecting the evil.
最后雅各说，使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
And then James lastly says that those fruit whose righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
我们发现这个智慧结出的果子不是智慧。
So therefore we see that the fruit of wisdom is not wisdom.
智慧结出的果子是和平。
The fruit of wisdom is peace.
智慧结出的果子是公义。
The fruit of wisdom is righteousness.
什么样的人可以带来和平呢？
What kind of person can bring peace?
雅各这边说使人和平的这个就是一个使人和睦的人。
James says here that one who makes peace.
圣经上面有几个地方讲到结果子。
The scripture mentions several places about bearing fruits.
圣灵所结的果子是什么？
What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实温柔节制。没有关系。还有福音的果子。
And the fruit of gospel.
有公义的果子。
There is the fruit of righteousness.
在公义的果子里面有和平的种子。
And then in the fruit of righteousness, there is the seed of fairness.
所以求主帮助我们成为一个和平的使者，使人和睦的人。
So we ask the Lord to help us to be someone who brings peace.
无论我们到哪里，
no matter where we are.
我们能够撒下善种，撒下和平的种子。
That we can sow the seed of peace.
保罗说：“我栽种亚波罗浇灌，神使他成长。”
Paul said that I have sowed the seed and Apollo nurtured it, but God had made it grow.
我们尽我们的责任，在各处撒下这个和平的种子。
We do our duty to sow the seeds everywhere.
努力的耕耘。
To work hard to nurture them.
看等候神的恩典让他成长能够结果子。
To wait for God's mercy to allow them to grow and to bear fruit.
从每一个角度来看我们的环境。
To be able to look at environment from every aspect.
都看到神在那边工作。
That we can see God working there.
我有一年时间在南卡读一个研究神学的学校。
I have 1 year when I was studying in a seminary in North Carolina.
South Carolina. 在这个学校中间有几个中国学生。
There are several Chinese students in the school.
有一个人我们叫他叫二师兄。
There was one guy that we called him 20 brothers?
二师兄。
Second
elders, brethren, something like that. 就是他是非常聪明的，从福建乡下长大。
He was a very smart guy, grown up in the villages near Fujian.
他考上了北京大学。
And he was, he went to study at Beijing University.
得到了数学博士。
He obtained his PhD in math.
然后在北京大学教书。
And then he became a professor at Beijing University.
然后结了婚。
And then he got married.
然后出国来，在密西根念了一个，又念了一个机械工程博士。
And then he went to Michigan and got another PhD in mechanical engineering.
在这个大的汽车公司工作。
And he was working in a very large car company.
如果讲他这个背景，如果你有女儿，你巴不得把女儿嫁给他，对不对？
He comes from the kind of background that if you have a daughter, you want your daughter to marry him.
我看到这个人，觉得他聪明的不得了。
When I saw him, I thought he was such a smart person.
有一次我请他在一个聚会中间分享。
One time I asked him to share at a gathering.
他就叫他太太先分享。
So, and then he asked his wife to share first.
他说，太太说，来美国的时候，他们做学生生活比较辛苦。
His wife said that when they first came to the U.S., they were students, so therefore their lives were hard.
但是呢，有一天他做了菜，先生回家。
So, but one day she cooked some food, and then her husband came home.
吃了一口，吐出来说，这是全世界最难吃的东西。
And he ate it, and then he spit it out, and said, "This is the worst tasting food in the world."
太太大哭，就离家出走。
And then the wife started crying and left home.
没有地方去。
She didn't have anywhere to go.
去了教会。
She went to church.
信了主。
Believed in God.
听到这里的时候，我心里想说，还好我没有女儿可以嫁给这种人。
And as I was listening to it, I said to myself, "Thank goodness I don't have a daughter to marry to this guy."
太太信了主，把他也带到教会。
And then after the wife believed, she also brought him to church.
世界的智慧强调的东西，对人生命没有真正的好处。
The wisdom of this world is of no help to this life.
今天他已经在密西根服侍主，他预备过几年要到中国去宣教。
He is now serving the Lord in Michigan, and he's prepared to go to China to serve the Lord in a few years.
他说，如果不是生命中间有神进来的话，他们的婚姻毁了，人生也毁了。
He said that if it weren't for the fact that God came into their life, then their marriage would be in a ruin, and their lives would be ruined.
我有一个好朋友，他也写了一篇文章，讲到他信主的过程。
I have a very good friend who wrote an article about how he believed in God.
他开始跟神是神的仇敌。
At first, he was an enemy of God.
后来他信了主，但是在神家里好像佣人、奴隶一样。
And then he believed in God, but he was like, after he believed in the Lord, he was like a slave in a house of God.
其实像奴隶还不算是信主，后来真正的信主，但是他觉得他的神的家里像浪子。
And then after he truly believed, he felt like he was like a wanderer in the house of God.
再进一步，他灵命成长的时候，他觉得他在家里像树脂。我不知道你们知道树脂是什么。树脂是小太太的孩子，是在中文字典说这是多余的儿子。
And then after a while, he thought he was this extra son that no one cares for in the house.
到最后，他说他是神所爱的儿子。
And then lastly, he said he felt that he is truly the son that God loves.
做仇敌的时候，每一件事情都要抵挡神。
When he was the enemy of God, everything he did, he had to fight against God.
做奴仆、做佣人的时候，就想逃避各种的责任。
And when he was a servant, like a slave in the house of God, he wanted to escape all the responsibilities.
做浪子的时候，他以自我为中心。
And then when he was When he was the wandering child, he was self-centered.
当他做庶子，多余的儿子的时候
，And when he felt like he was the extra son,
他全心在比较神对谁比对他好。
He always compared himself to others and thought whether God is better to him or to other people.
但他体会到说他是神所爱的儿子的时候
，But when he felt that he was the beloved son of God,
他说他只能跟耶稣相比。
He can only compare himself to Jesus.
神爱耶稣。
God loved Jesus.
但是耶稣所承受的是最辛苦、最痛苦的十字架。
But what Jesus had to go through was the most suffering way on the cross.
我感觉到在他这五个阶段中间
，I felt that along these five stages,
他对神的态度改变
，His attitude towards God changed.
他就从神的角度来看他自己
He started to look at himself from God's perspective.
这是真正智慧的成长。
And that is the true growth of wisdom.
如果你我相信神，
If you and I believe in God,
却没有看到神，
But we don't see God.
却不从神的角度来看事情。
And we don't look at things from God's perspective.
不从神的角度来看我们自己的人生。
We don't look at our lives from God's perspective.
我们可能没有办法。还没有得到真正属天的智慧。
Then perhaps we do not yet have the heavenly wisdom.
属天的智慧是完整的智慧。
The heavenly wisdom is a complete wisdom.
属天的智慧要小心属地智慧的陷阱。
The heavenly wisdom has to be cautious of the traps of the earthly wisdom.
属天的智慧会结出平安跟公义的果子。
The heavenly wisdom will bear fruits of peace and righteousness.
请你我思想一下，在我们生命中间哪一个区域缺乏和平？
Let us think about in our lives which what area lacks peace.
家庭、公司，甚至教会团契，甚至自己心里。
In our workplace, in family, in church, at fellowship, in our hearts.
求神赐给我们属天的智慧。
May the Lord give us heavenly wisdom.
靠着神的恩典。
That by God's grace.
结出荣耀神的果子。
To be able to bear fruits that can glorify God.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
这个生命是从你来的。
Life comes from you.
真正的智慧是从你来的。
True wisdom comes from you.
只要我们向你求。
As long as we ask of you.
只要我们打开心门。
As long as we open our hearts.
让我们看见你。
So that we can see you.
让我们效法耶稣基督。
So that we can imitate Jesus Christ.
不单是得着基督。
Not only to obtain Christ.
让我们被基督所得着。
Let Christ also obtain us.
我们这样恭敬的祷告仰望。
We pray in the name.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.